bad.
All right. Hey, this is John Bolger with Premier Guitar. I'm with Shaky Graves at the Ryman in Nashville, Tennessee. Ben, thanks for joining us today.
Of course, it's a real pleasure, man.
All right. Well, hey, why don't we talk about this very cool guitar? Yeah. Let's start with this guy.
This is one of those classic, like, illusion Gibsons that people are like, what year is this Gibson? And I think it's like a 2012.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not an
old guitar. It was an old, funky...
I found this in the basement of a, you know, no. This was a, I play in C sharp, open C sharp, so I have to get, like, you know, heavier strings on it and get it set up like that, and then they never really break. Like, I think these strings get changed fairly infrequently.
Yeah.
And so I don't, you know, like, I don't have to mess with it because it stays in this big, open, beefy.
Yeah.
I did a session at the Gibson showroom in Austin.
Yeah.
And I had a lore at the time that I was working with, and they were like, well, you can't play anything but Gibsons while you're here. And I was like, well, it's kind of a specific guitar. And so they set this one up for me like that. And then, you know, afterwards I was like, ah, this is great. Can I... just keep playing this? And they're like, we'll loan it to you. And that was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, so perfect.
True. Don't show them this.
Yeah. So
I don't know where that guitar is.
I guess the note is, play that Austin showroom every chance you get.
Yeah.
Don't bring a guitar.
That's right. I think it's closed now, though, because of Gibson's finding woes of whatever.
Yeah, the restructuring. Wow,
this is like a... Such a rare.
God, good for you.
Guitar. I love this thing though. I mean, it's probably one of the best guitars I've ever had.
Now, what string gauge are you using for that low rumbly C sharp?
I think it's just 13s.
Really?
I keep trying to go up, but I'm kind of I'm like techno music wise. I've gone in and I have a tech that I work with in Austin, this guy named Ben, and I keep sort of like, do you have beefier stuff? And he's like, you know, eventually you'd have to go to baritone strings and then maybe take the low E off or, you know, like switch them up and down. But so far 13s have worked great, and it kind of has slap to it, but it's still tight up here.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, if it ain't broke.
I know, that's the thing, is kind of don't touch it. I get pretty superstitious about this guitar specifically too, or
now,
whichever one.
What model is this?
This is I think it's an ES-175.
Yeah, we'll see. It looks right.
Yeah, it's an ES-175D.
Yeah, very cool.
It's from Gibson.
It literally looks like it could have been from the 50s.
Which
fits your whole vibe.
Thank you. This is like my rusting. I'm a sweaty guy, and so this thing aged efficiently.
Perfectly, yeah. Relicing it yourself. Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, one sweaty gig at a time.
Oh, God, yeah. If even, or just walking around. But yeah, it's weird to have a casual guitar like this I've played countless shows with, and I sort of forget that it's my beauty. You know, I'm like, oh, I love you so much. I don't know what I would do without this guitar.
That's great. Well, it's funny because I've seen like a lot of your stuff online. Mm-hmm. This is like the nicest guitar I've seen you with.
You hear that? You're the nicest guitar.
Well, I mean, I heard you with one like little, it almost was like a toy.
Oh, it was an Art & Luthry. Yeah.
Yeah. But it sounded great.
Those are great guitars. Yeah. Those little parlor guitars from, I think it's like the same people that do Seagull, which I don't like Seagulls, but Art & Luthry.
Yeah,
I get weird about like headstocks and body types and stuff like that.
I get it.
Get turned off very quick.
Admittedly, the Seagull thing is kind of weird. Yeah,
it's just like it gets me too close to an ovation, and ovations make me want to take a long walk off a short pier.
Not my jam.
I know. I get slipping it. Off your body because it's plastic on the back.
Terrible idea.
And then you play one, it like plays great. You're just like, forget that ever happened.
Yeah, Glenn Campbell played one all the time. He just tore it up. But
see, I didn't even hear that. I have no idea what you just said. Just like,
right.
Wipe that out.
Well, cool. Okay. Well, this is a great guitar. Well, let's look at the other.
Oh yeah, and amp wise too. I just run this through a Fender Hot Rod DeVille.
Oh, and this just goes straight
in. The only thing I use is the distortion channel in it. That's always what I've done. So it's like that's clean. Oh. And then this is first dirty.
So specifically for that guitar, you're running it through that amp and just straight in.
It's a Hot Rod DeVille, yeah. And then the drive channel in it, I've always been really, and it's specifically, I think, like with humbuckers and what's in this and the hollow body, like it's I've been doing that for years, not with this Gibson, but that combination. I saw like a two kid, like screamo band when I was in high school that was just drums and a kid playing a Gibson SG through one of these, and the only distortion he used was that, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? And it was because like the low end, it's almost hard to get it to go away on some of these hot rods. It's like, since it's just me playing this alone, usually with the suitcase thing, it's like I need to get that low end, you know, like, and it gets that driving.
Yeah, it sounds great. And what's that one little miss? That's just your tuner,
that's my
right?
tuner. It's a really weird tuner, too. What is it? A Sonic Research Turbo Tuner, ST200?
Never heard of it?
Sonic Research. It's one of the most confusing tuners, but it looks badass. It's like gunmetal.
It does look badass.
It says it does stuff, but see, it's like a spinning circle. Is that in tune or not?
I don't know.
So this, luckily, this never gets played with other instruments on stage, so I just tune it to itself and kind of keep it in a range.
Sure.
And it stays.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love, like you hear those old recordings, like even Beatles and stuff like that, they're just tuning to each other.
Right.
And as long as there's not a piano, it doesn't really matter where they...
I'll pull this out and other people will start to play, it's like, no. Oh, sorry. It was like, you can't tell which one's out.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it sounds great in this context.
Thank you.
Let's talk about more guitars. That's a good one to start with.
This is the traditional. Yeah, this is like what the starting spot. And then, let's see. Now we got this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the... already the newest. This is the newest guitar that like I have ever gotten. This was Fender sent me this, and it already has gone through all this horrible shit.
Oh yeah,
the neck got chipped up,
as they do.
But
it's not like it's behind glass, you know.
No, I know. I changed the pick guard out, and I've wanted a Jazzmaster for years, and was finally like, if you really want to blow my mind, I would love, like, I would die for a Jazzmaster. So this is like a 2018 1960s classic style, so it's supposed to be all the same.
I love it. And you just took that out of the mix.
Well, I had to do this because where all these gashes came from is that we got our first like guitar vault, you know, to travel with, which feels very when we first got it, I just wanted to like sit in the guitar vault. It's a red on the inside.
Oh, yeah.
It's got guitars
sexy
in it. It's like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
And a festival must have dropped it. We were playing in Canada, and it had to have gotten dropped, and someone just was embarrassed and didn't tell us.
Sure.
Because there's no way this much damage could have happened. And we didn't know when our bus drove all the way back from Canada to our next show in New Mexico. And when we opened the vault, that this guy had like gotten loose and just shredded all the other guitars. It was like all the strings were popped off in the middle. It looked like someone took bolt cutters to everything. And so this had big gashes out of it. It got like a bent fret.
The good news is you can't really hurt those.
Right. So this seems to be the only damage is the switch that goes to the,
you'll never miss that.
The rhythm. I know. I turn it off anyway, but now it's a silencer. So it's like I have to tape it down because it'll go.
Yeah. Not ideal.
Not crucial.
Yeah.
Not very helpful.
Yeah.
But now it's like, this is the new battle axe. It's
great. Man. And those are noble battle scars. Mm-hmm. So.
And I put a mastery bridge on it to
good
help
idea.
With the,
I
love it.
So yeah.
It feels great.
Yeah. And that's a very sexy guitar. And I love the bound neck. That's great.
Yeah. It's, I don't really have a lot of stuff to compare it to because I've never had a Jazzmaster before. But it feels like I'm usually not used to such a slick neck, too.
Right.
Like, are they all like this? Is that, I guess so.
Oh,
shit, I don't know.
Yeah. No, is that in C sharp as well?
No, this is in standard. This is for, like, band, you know. Band stuff.
Yeah.
This is the moody guitar.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, it's really made for that reverb-drenched sound.
Oh man, it plays crazy good.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the mastery bridge really helps it stay in with silliness.
You know, it's amazing that Fender hasn't done that. Haven't said, you know what, everybody changes the bridge, why don't we change the bridge ahead of time?
Well, they have on this other series.
Ooh, which is a good segue. Let's go to the next one.
Okay. Yeah, so when this guitar got in its accident and I totally panicked and freaked out because I depend on that throughout the show.
Sure.
We got back in touch with Fender and I was like, please, please, please. I don't even know if this is possible, but like, it would be amazing if you would send me a backup Jazzmaster. And they were like, okay. And so my girlfriend's dad is a crazy, crazy guitar player. He studied with Segovia.
Wow. And that's like a real guitar player.
Yeah. Oh no. And he's full of great dad jokes. Like he's like, I know all the chords, you know, and you're like, great. Oh, he knows he plays all the notes and you're like, oh, it's great.
Yeah.
But, for Christmas, he gave me a bunch of, I think Premier Guitar and Guitar Player magazines that were his from like, he's like, check this out. You know, like, I got these for you. And I'm like, are these your old Guitar Player magazines, you know? And one of them had a profile on these.
Oh, cool.
On these, the new Fender Pro series or whatever. So, you know, in my bathroom reading experiences, I started to dive into these things and was like, God, this sounds crazy.
God, they're great.
They did, they put the Mustang Bridge.
Oh, how cool.
And the Mustang Bridge, again, is like, it's not a mastery bridge, but it definitely forgives a lot more.
Sure.
I don't even understand what the initial concept was with the Jazzmaster Bridge.
Yeah.
With all of the ridges, because it inevitably, because it's for jazz.
Yeah.
I mean,
who knows?
But it's like, I don't know why they wouldn't, you know. This
Yeah. Thing. That's great.
But it's a.
And I like that they did away with all that nonsense. It just got one clean.
That's the whole thing. And they started, I mean, Fender's kind of really on it right now. They got all these sexy colors that appeal to every dork that wants a,
sure,
you know, a surf guitar.
Yeah, like neo surf. I love that.
Yeah. And even like they got the Duosonics that are out now that are like $500 and little cheap Mustangs and stuff that I'm like, I love that. They have the 3D port thing that turns it into a single coil subject.
It's like this is the golden age of cheap guitars.
Right.
I mean, because when I was a kid, like cheap guitars were unplayable.
Sure. You know?
And now they're great.
Dude, it's bomb. Yeah, I mean, I had to get a Squire Strat, you know, but now I could get like a Fender Mustang.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would have gone for.
Right.
And in like a cool yellow color or something. Like, what are you talking about with a maple neck?
Yeah.
But this has the whole frosted neck thing too, which is it's a totally different texture than other homeboy over here.
A little more played, feels more played.
Well,
kind of.
And it's like frosted.
I don't know what that means. You know what? Actually, it doesn't. That's sticky.
It's a matte finish.
Okay.
They said that there's something about some new grabbable. The neck feels totally different. I don't know what all the changes are, but it's definitely noticeable having the supposed to be replica of the 60s one.
Sure. So what is your favorite of the two?
Well, I mean, I'm really partial to this because I got it in the mail. It had that whole I got a guitar in the mail experience.
Sure.
And popped it open and was like shocked by it.
Right.
And
And
it just, it's something else. But this guy is used now. I play them both during the show because this is in D standard.
Oh, okay.
So same deal. I mean, much to this guitar's credit, I took it out of the box and immediately threw 13s on it and then dropped it a whole step.
Wow.
And it.
So it's standard tuning down a full step.
Yeah, it's just like. But it makes it. It's a little beefy.
Yeah.
They made the arm longer too, I feel like, to where it's right.
Oh, right.
Something about it's
the
noticeable.
Sweet spot.
Yeah. And it screws in. This one doesn't. It flies out now.
Yeah.
Its hole has gotten a little loose.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, that is, we'll just move right on for the whole is loose comment. Yeah. Okay. So, so let's hear the next one. What guitar, what else do you have?
This is the one that I would go to pedals with, I guess, if you want to do pedals.
Okay. Well, do you want to talk about any of your other very cool guitars?
These
laying
are
around here?
My other guitar player's guitars.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well then screw that. We don't need to hear about that jazz. What about that little acoustic?
The little acoustic? Yeah, sure.
I mean, let's hear about that guy first, and then get into this pedal business.
Absolutely.
I've seen you in this land.
In this format?
Yeah. This weird little format.
Yeah, little guy. It's got a vaulted neck. This is a Washburn.
Yeah.
That I found at the Chicago Music Exchange.
Cool.
Which is heaven and hell kind of for guitar player brain, because you want everything in the building, and it's all priced kind of not to go, you know. It's like, oh, you like that, it's $9,000, and you're like, yeah,
but
it would be.
In their defense, though, they always have that, then they have the cheaper alternative.
It's tough to find. You're like, maybe I do need a $6,000 guitar, but I found this guy in the acoustic guitar room, and I basically, when I go guitar shopping, it's sealed off right now, which I, you know, fuck it.
Yeah.
But, I usually just walk through and basically do just do that and try and find what guitar has some sort of, like, usually they'll kind of be like, help.
And
this one sounded great, and I picked it up and it was real, like, bonky, and it's got the vaulted neck that I used to play, you know, basically the old Gibson that I used to play, or the open thing. It was had a vaulted neck. And so this is like, it's I think I can get it to go through on the amps. But the other thing about this guitar, it usually doesn't get played through an amp, but it can, so you guys can hear it.
Sure.
It sounds...
Right, actually, for an amp, it sounds great. What kind of pickup is in that?
I don't know. It's a little bridge pickup.
Like,
I mean,
whatever
so the,
came in it? Or?
The bottom line of this is that this guitar was $300, $250 out the door. They threw me a deal. It's a 2011.
See, like I say, and they have like the expensive stuff, but they have the cheap stuff next to it.
It was the, when I looked at the tag, I was like, you're coming home with that. I told myself I wasn't going to get anything either. I was like, don't buy anything at the Chicago Music Exchange. Yeah. And then this little dude, and the first show we played with him, these guitars stopped working at a festival for no reason, and this was the only one that actually worked, so I had to play a whole show, a loud, crazy show, just beating this acoustic to death, and it survived.
What a great way to bond with a guitar, though, right?
And it's the one that rides with us. It doesn't go in a case. It stays out all the time. It's kind of our, like, house guitar. This thing is our boy.
Wow. Isn't that neat? And Washburn's been making guitars like this for over 100 years.
Yeah,
I mean, like, just like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, for like 120 years or something, that model.
I guess that's why they can be like, you know, it's $300. I'm like, what? Yeah. You got what? You know, it came in this big goofy kind of coffin looking case too.
Yeah.
The whole thing was like, yeah, you're beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, very cool. Now, let's love the acoustic thing. Okay, before we put that away, what strings are you playing with that?
I don't even know. Gabe, what strings are we playing with this?
D'Addario, K6.
D'Addario 12s.
Okay, cool. Well, let's talk about these pedals right quick, because I know you got a show to do.
We got to get our other boys on.
We got to get this, okay.
Okay, so the pedals are always a terrible process of just constant. Pedals are just crazy, dude. Don't get into pedals.
Yeah.
Don't get into pedals.
Don't do it, kids.
Don't do it. Up here, I have a Leal three-way switcher.
Yeah, they're great.
This solved a ton of problems for me in the past, and I could never find a three in, one out.
Yeah, so you can jump between your three different
jazz. Ones. Yeah, the Jazzmaster / backup guitar, the acoustic if you need it.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know why we leave this plugged in anymore. The Jazzmaster, it's got a controllable, this one's taped off, but you can make the gain. You can mess with the gain where it breaks up a little bit. Got a classic blues driver, which is a pedal that I've had. Not the same one, but I mean, I've had a blues driver in my house since I started playing guitar at 13.
Sure.
And it some days today I have the level all the way up and the gain down.
This is a newish pedal I have, which is a Hoof Reaper from Earthquaker. I have a bunch of Earthquaker stuff because I love them.
They're great.
It's a Reaper and a Hoof, but two separate pedals put together, and it's got an octave in the middle.
Love that.
So it allows me to just be kind of manic with fuzz and have one be lower. Kind of every day I mess with this. It just allows me to, like, if one's not sounding right, I have a second chance to.
Which is great because every day things sound different.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just the nature of it.
And then I got a transmissor, which is this crazy, I don't even know what the actual, what its title is, but it's basically like a long harmonic reverb thing that kind of sounds very like 80s John Carpenter. It has like a overtone that sounds kind of like wind blowing a little bit, but digitally. Like
perfect.
So sort of phasey, and you can do noise freakouts. Rainbow Machine is just basically a noise freakout machine.
With the huge phallic thing there.
Yeah,
that's great.
This is the this was the thing that came on one of the Bigsby's. It's like the rubber tip of a Bigsby, and I just stuffed it on there, and it doesn't help anything, but I
kinda, it's my favorite part.
Thank you. Yes, of course, right? Yeah. And then I have it looped around here to sort of, this is, the concept with this was to be able to take a pedal board for little sessions and still have it have everything. Yeah. So this is a crazy, this helicopter controller thing is a Janus, which is another fuzz, because everybody needs 9 fuzz pedals.
Sure.
But it's darker, and you can control it with your foot like this. It changes the tone and phase of it or whatever. This same with this tremolo pedal. So it goes like, you know.
Oh, that's great.
So it's really helpful with recording. This is on here as a backup delay. I don't know why, but I got it, and it's just along for the ride.
Sure, just
and
in case.
This little weird guy, this Moor. Have you ever heard of a Moor?
I've read about them. I've not seen one in real life.
We got this in real life. It's a strange Japanese digital delay pedal.
Huh.
That does a ton. It's frustrating as shit playing live with, because all these little knobs are really, really effective.
You're not, yeah.
And but it has, it really does have a sound and a ton. You can loop on it. You can do all sorts of stuff, and it's itty bitty. And so this dude in a little guitar shop sold me on it. It was like, this is the weirdest thing I've seen in a while. And so it's my little delay at the end.
Isn't that great how you can just go into some place and discover some new weird bit and it becomes part of your thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, love that. Okay, well, look, I know you've got a show to do, but thanks for taking the time to talk to us, man. Such a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
I'll see you at the show tonight. I'll be there.
Great.
Okay, till next time.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching the latest Rig Rundown. Guess what? Every week, we upload a brand new Rig Rundown to PremierGuitar.com a full week before it's available here on YouTube. So to get your gear fix as soon as humanly possible, go to premierguitar.com/rig rundown. And while you're there, be sure to sign up to get an email notification so you're the first to know as soon as each week's new Rig Rundown is available. Cheers, see you soon.